Does anybody have public comment cards in their hand? All right, I'm going to have a call this meeting to order. We'll start with pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. First up is the approval of the minutes from the June 26, 2018 meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from June 26, 2018.
Second.
I just want to say one thing before we start, that Brian's name is spelled with an I, just for future reference. It doesn't have to be corrected to approve, but just so you'll have that on hand. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Next up is the treasurer's report. And discussion on the treasurer's report. Questions? All right, well, hearing no objections, we will file that report for audit. President's report, I really just have a couple things. Bob, I just wanted to say thank you for meeting all of the country last week, or last month. I appreciate that. And then for the month of August, Charlie and I are both going to be gone the night of the meeting, so I wanted to see if we could maybe move it up 1 week so that we don't run the risk of, I just had a 3 year or two. That would be August 21st.
Yes, I will be out of town that day as well. So.
Well, but that would still give us 4 here, so I think we would be okay. All right, well, I'll make a motion that we move the next meeting to Tuesday, August 21st, then, at 7. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
Dwayne.
Wait, thank you.
All right, chief's report.
We'll talk about that other meeting.
Oh, the fact that we're having a tax.
No, well, I guess that we'll just move everything to that night.
Oh, you're talking about the audit.
Yes. Is that part of your report?
Yeah, it's going to be. I did forget that we also have a tax levy hearing that same night, so that'll be on the 21st as well. Julie from the auditor's office would like to schedule a meeting with us sometime between August 13th and August 21st after 11 o'clock in the morning. Right?
Yes.
At the right time?
Yes.
So we need to pick a date, and that's for us to hear their preliminary report. And then you leave on the 20th.
On the 20th, is that whatever that Sunday is? Monday morning.
Monday morning's the 20th.
Yeah. I can't on the 16th.
You can or you can't?
Cannot. 16th,
I can't either.
What about the 14th?
What's that? 14th or 15th, either one. Is that going to be hard for you during the day?
I
think. Would it be better if we did it in the middle of the afternoon so you could work today?
I can work half day.
Okay. So, what about the 14th at like 2? Does that give you time to work a half day and still get here?
Right.
14th at 2?
We're doing for Tuesday for me.
All right. I don't think we need a motion for that. Set a date. All right, August 14th. All right. Yeah, thanks for reminder. All right. Chief's report.
All right. For the month of June, we had responded to, or I'm sorry, 107 incidents. Kind of the normal as far as how they're dispersed. No structure fires again for June. In June, I apologize, I put March there. In June, we had six overlapping incidents of those 107. Which brings us to 45 of those for the year. Several PR events, and we're kind of getting to that that time of the year with neighborhood parties and hot summer nights will be starting and so forth downtown as well. Several inspections in June. Several of those had to do with the new Eagle Heights Elementary. And then we got into all the retail fireworks locations and so forth. So we had a total of 11 inspections in June. Two residential plan reviews, and that's for residential new construction outside of the city of Smithville, but in the district in Clay County. So our permits issued were up for the year, or up for the month with 19. But again, the retail fireworks and then fireworks displays kind of drive those numbers up in June. In June, personnel completed 169 and a half hours of training. We had the three new firefighters start, so you'll see a lot of their continued orientation to operations and so forth. We'll keep those numbers up over the next couple months. Under health and safety, Justin Hallman is getting the installation of the new gear washer and dryer wrapped up, and they're actually going to install those this weekend. So the electrical work and plumbing work and so forth is finished, so they'll be ready to go. At Station 1, A-Shift got the new station sign installed down there. Looks great. I'm going to get some pricing and so forth, work up what it'd be to paint the building. It's overdue, and it definitely needs it. Here at Station 2, as you notice coming in, the exterior of the building has all been repainted, and that was part of the hail damage. The roof replacement is still ongoing. Originally, they said it'd be 3 weeks. This is the fourth week, so I think the heat and then a couple of rain days in there kind of slowed them down a little bit. But it's going well. A-Shift did some tree trimming and so forth out front. You see the island looks a little bit different. And Station 2 sprayed for pest control as well. A-Shift also today, they're the only ones that have been doing anything apparently. So, today got the station sign installed on Station 3 and it looks great up there as well. Equipment-wise, the 2010 pumper that they were in for several weeks while the new truck was getting some work done on it, they suffered through about 3 weeks of no AC on that. So, but everybody was busy, so that'll be taken care of here next week. Or I'm sorry, should be within this week. The pump in the new pumper was repaired. It also went to Cummins while it was down there and replaced, or they repaired a coolant leak. On the horizon, that truck's going to need new tires here in the near future. So we should be able to get that done this month even. Brush trucks, rescue, nothing new to report there. The truck committee will go down to Precision Fire Apparatus in Camdenton on the 7th, is it Byron? On the 7th, to do a pre-construction conference on the new tanker that's on order there. So we'll get those things finalized. Boats, so far so good. We did trade on the 26th the Expedition in and got the new pickup, and they just got the lettering and so forth done on that, finished up today. We're still waiting on lights, radios, all that stuff to come in, so it's not in service there.
The lettering looks awesome.
Yeah, I think it turned out. I think they did a good job. I think it turned out well.
Better than the previous one.
Yeah, I think it looks good. June 27th, I attended the Northland Chiefs meeting. We got through July 4th without any major incidents. We did take part in the unified command structure for the fireworks event at Smith Fork Park with all the other emergency services representatives, and that went off without a hitch. July 9th and 11th, we had a video conference with Aladtech in setting up the maintenance software, and it's going to allow us to go paperless basically on all those all the forms that we're currently doing. So it's going to track, it'll track all that stuff, and I think it will solve some issues that were uncovered last year. So also on June 10th, spoke with a representative from Kansas City Sign Company. They're going to give us kind of some ballpark numbers on if we wanted to add our name and logo either on the east end of the building, maybe something out in the yard. They're going to come back with some options that maybe we can look to consider to have at least increase our visibility out there from 169. I found out the sky's the limit with that. So,
I was going to say, is that something we have to bid out?
We would have to, yeah.
Them.
Yeah, no, okay. We'd have to bid it. We'd have to take bids, and it might, you know, I think there, he talked about things were all over the spectrum as far as cost-wise, so okay. He's going to come up with a couple of drafts and just give us an idea where it would be money, so. On July 10th, I met with Ed Barcher to start working on the preliminary stuff for the strategic planning process. On July 12th, I had a video conference with a company called Lexipol, who they develop, they're a risk management company. They develop policy and procedure manuals for emergency services. They are going to put together a presentation package for us and maybe what some pricing would be. But they're a state-specific, legally fleshed-out policy manual. It would be something for us to look at. It's a subscription service, so it comes out with updates and so forth. And we'll see what the cost would be. It's not something that you would just blanketly adopt. We would still have to go through every policy and detail it to our needs and so forth if we went that. But it's a good it'd be a good framework to start from. Attend the July 17th Board of Aldermen meeting. They're working to annex several tracts of land, both of which, or all of which, will have some potential or planned commercial and residential development in them both. So, and lastly, I'll be out of town for a conference August 8th through the 11th.
All right, do you have any questions, comments?
Thank you. All right, we have no public comment,
no old business. New business is we're going to welcome our new
firefighters
officially tonight.
All right.
I'm going to move over here. As I've told board members before, there's days in this job that isn't always cracked up to be, but this is one of the good days that we get to do things like this. So I'll just a few quick words here and then we'll get underway. In 1908, Chief Edward Croker of the FDNY wrote the following: "When a man becomes a fireman, his greatest act of bravery has been accomplished. What he does after that is all in the line of work." For these three new firefighters, that day has arrived. I want to thank the family and friends of these firefighters for attending tonight's swearing-in ceremony. The support of one's family is essential for a long and satisfying career in the fire service. It's a sobering point to grasp that your loved one will spend a third of their life right here with us from here on out. As the fire chief, and on behalf of the community we serve, I want to say thank you. So, to our three new firefighters. I'll swear each one of you in one at a time, and then we'll have your family come forward and pin on your badge and collar brass. All right? So in no particular order,
firemen are kind of competitive that way. So, in no particular order, Tyler Million, if you'll come up, please. If you'll come over here, turn so they can see you, raise your right hand, repeat after me. I, Tyler Million, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
I, Tyler Million, solemnly swear that I will serve the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people.
I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
I'll serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant.
Honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
Honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District.
I promise to represent the organization as a professional.
I promise to represent the organization as a professional.
And conduct myself in the same manner.
And conduct myself in the same manner.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
And understanding the importance of unity and helping my fellow firefighters. I further promise to continually improve myself.
So as to better be of service to others.
Make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
Congratulations. Thank you. Congratulations. Nathan Rushton. All right, turn around the face then, raise your right hand. I, Nathan Rushton, hereby swear. That I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability. My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service. I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant. Honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness. As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District. I promise to represent the organization as a professional. And conduct myself in the same manner. Understanding the importance of unity. I will support my fellow firefighters. I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter. So as to be of better service to others. I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Come up. put it out tomorrow.
It'll be memorable if you do.
Very much so.
All right, congratulations.
Thanks, sir.
And lastly, Daniel Fleming. All right, you raise your right hand. I, Daniel Fleming, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District.
I, Daniel Fleming, solemnly swear to protect the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people.
My fundamental duty is to defend the people.
I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
I'll serve with compassion
and take pride in my service.
Take pride in my service.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant.
I promise to uphold the values of a public servant.
Honesty, integrity. Dependability and selflessness.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District.
I promise to represent the organization as a professional. And conduct myself in the same manner.
Understanding the importance of unity.
I will support my fellow firefighters. I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter. So as to be of better service to others. I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor. Congratulations.
Ledger.
Her. That's team unity there.
All right. I'm going to have you, but.
Yeah.
So it's in the top or not?
Appointment of directors to the SAFPD and City of Smithville Liaison Committee. We need two people for that committee, ideally. I'd like to nominate Charlie for the first one. Accept that?
Yes.
Anybody want to serve as the second person? So I will move that Charlie Waters and Brian Leyburn serve on the City Liaison Committee.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. We are done with that. Next up, then, is the appointment of directors to the Strategic Planning Committee.
I'm sorry. I have to stop for some reason. My computer just went off.
Okay.
If I plug it in.
I'm
Sorry.
That's okay. We're still on the 30 minutes.
Just trying to stretch it out to my second hour. Sorry for the interruption, and I'm ready to go. Your real time won't be working right now. Sorry.
You are ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so next up is the appointment of directors to the Strategic Planning Committee.
I'd like to nominate Bob if you take it.
Serve on the Strategic Planning Committee.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Next up, the purchase of a bed cover for new pickup.
Yeah, this is the same same type that we have on the current F-250. It's worked out well. You know, I'd like to put one on this truck as well, but it's it'd be a capital improvement expenditure, so I'll bring it to you first.
Who puts that on there then once, if we buy it from Amazon, who installs that?
We installed this last one as well. It's pretty
simple.
Oh,
you just do it yourself?
Yeah, yeah, they're made per truck model. So oh. Jason King will probably get appointed to put it together. Yeah, A-Shift will do it for us.
Know who you can rely on.
That's right.
All right. Does anybody have any questions about that bid?
Is it red?
No, it's black.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right. Well, I'll move that we go ahead and purchase that from Amazon for $1,125.52.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. We are done. Thanks, everybody, for coming. The next meeting, then, is Tuesday, August 21st. And that'll be a regular meeting as well as a tax levy hearing first. And I will move that we adjourn the meeting. Roll call vote, Dwayne.
Aye.
Brian.
Aye.
And aye. Charlie.
Aye.
Bob. All right. Thank you all very much for coming.